this doctor stated getting medical report patient first name is Sumaya, S-U-M-A-I-Y-A, last name Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D. Date of birth is 12-26-1989. Examination date is 10-10-2025. The next time she complained colon patient came today as a follow-up for anemia. The next time subject to colon patient stated that she has weakness on and off, but she's eating better and also started doing some exercises. Patient is scheduled for iron studies. The next line, is your system colon patient denied? Dizziness, comma, headache, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, changing the bowel habits or stool color, or burning urination. Period. Next line. Objective colon heart examination has normal heart muscle without any murmur. Period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowel are active. Period. Next line, there is no superfluous or severe tenderness. Period. Next line, extremities are remarkable. Period. Next patient. Roy, R-O-Y, last name is Freeman, T-R-E-M-A-I-N. Date of birth is 06-03-1958. Period examination date is 10-10-2025. Period next line. Chief complaint, colon patient came today. Annual physical exam. Also complaining of left knee pain. Period next line. Subject to colon patient says that he has left knee pain on and off and the pain level is 3 or 4. And he had a steroid injection a few months ago, since then he's feeling much better. However, patient was advised on low-carb diet and he's working on it. Here, next line. Patient also came today as a follow-up for sleep disorder and he has sleep study scheduled next month. Here, next line. If you have some colon patient denied, headache, comma, delusion, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities. See that next line. Past medical history significant for gout and he's on allopurinol 100 mg tablet, one tablet twice a day, and also colchicine 0.6 mg tablet every 2 hours during gout attack, not to exceed 6 tablets in 24 hours. Period. Next line, patient has history of hypercholesterolemia and he's on simvastatin 10 mg tablet, 1 tablet daily along with a low fat diet. Here, next line, patient is also on tramadol 50 mg tablet, 1 tablet a day as needed for severe pain. Here, next line, allergies are numb. Here, next line. Next line. Family history, dad has prostate cancer. Please, next line. COVID vaccination. And flu vaccinations are up to date. Please, next line. Social history. Patient lives with his wife, has no children, and she works as an appraisal agent. Period. The patient smoking was half pack of a day, and he's cutting down less than quarter pack of a day, quarter pack of cigarettes a day. Period. Patient walks every day, and he's on low carb healthy diet. Period. Next line, objective colon. HENT examination is unremarkable. Here, next line, neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Here, next line, chest is symmetrical without any deformity. Here, next line, heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmurs. Here, next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Here, next line, abdomen is obese without any tenderness and bowels are active. Here, next line, extremities have no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Here, next line, the left knee examination reveals tenderness of the knee, left knee joint medially and range of movement is slightly painful. Here, getting it more painful. Here. Next line, neurological examination is intact and patient is ambulatory without any assistance. Here. Next patient is Mohammed, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D, last name Sheikh, S-S-A-I-K-H, date of birth is 04-13-1979, year examination date is 10-10-2025. Here. Next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today. follow-up for thyroid function test given next time subject to colon patients say that he had TSH. The test done at work, but he did not have any free T4 test. So patient scheduled for that. At this time, patient does not have any tremors, trauma, weight loss, or weakness. Period. Next time, it is your system calling the patient tonight. When they come, it is coma, for throat coma, chest pain coma, shortness of breath coma, nausea, vomiting period. Next time, objective colon. Make it supple without any thyroid enlargement. Period. Next time, heart examination. There's normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next time, lungs are clear bilaterally without any breathing. Period. Next time, extremities are unremarkable without any pulmonary edema. Period. Next patient. Ali, A-L-I, last name Syed, S-Y-E-D, date of birth is 02-04-1986, examination date is 10-10-2025, next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came to you, so the chief complaint of high fasting period group was, comma, weight gain, comma, history of white and a follow-up for vitamin D deficiency, period, next line, subject to colon, patient says that his fasting period group ranging from 170 to 210 milligram per day. Period. Patient is started on metformin 500 milligram, one tablet a day. Next line. Patient came today with his wife and had a long discussion about his diet and exercise. And patient will be on low carb diet and start workout half an hour every day. Period. Next time, patient has a history of vitamin deficiency and he is not taking any vitamin D supplement right now. Period. Next line. The patient has gained weight and his BMI is more than 45. Period. Next line. Review of system colon. Patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, snoring, comma, swallowing difficulty, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, neck swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremity. Here, next line. Past medical history was significant for vitamin D deficiency. Patient was on rosuvastatin, 5 milligram tablet. In the past, we stopped taking it. Period. Next time. Social history patient's married, lives with his wife and children. Period. Patient works full time job. Period. Patient never smokes, cigarette, drank alcohol, no stiff illicit drug use. His exercise mostly walking. Period. Next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement of limb. Lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is obese without any tenderness and bowels are active. Period. Next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is ambulatory without any assistance. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line. Had a long discussion with the patient and his wife. And all the questions are answered with a satisfaction and verbal and full understanding. Period. Next question is Surinder, S-U-R-I-N-D-E-R, last name Canada, K-A-N-D-A, date of birth 02-03-1953. Period. Examination date is 10-10-2025. Period. Next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today with a chief complaint of upper back pain, comma. Both sides, chest wall pain and rib pain, comma, cough. Here, next time, subject to colon patient says that he developed pain in the upper back for past few weeks and it's progressively getting worse. Patient was carrying her grandchildren every day as a babysitting. Now the pain level is 6 or 7 and it is not radiating. Our patient has used over the amount of pain medication without much relief. Period. Next line. Patient also complains of pain in the rib cage, also in the ribs, without any fever or chills. And he has no cough or sputum production. Patient has no history of smoking cigarettes. Period. Next line. Patient has cough for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. It stopped. Days ago again restarted again. The patient has no sputum production, there are no children at home, nor is there any pets. Clear, next line. Review of system colon, patient denied. Headache comma, dizziness comma, chest pain comma, cut of breath comma, nausea comma, vomiting comma, leg swelling or calf swelling or cramps. Clear, next line. That's medical history. It's significant for hypertension and he's on amlodipine, 5 milligram tablet, once a day, along with low salt diet. Next patient has a history of mild gastric, then he's on omeprazole, 20 milligram once a day, along with bland diet. Next patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and he's on rosuvastatin, 20 milligram tablet, one tablet a day, along with low fat diet. Next time. Social history. Patient is married, lives with his wife. He has two married children. Previous patient never smoked cigarette, drank alcohol, no syphilis, drug use. His activity is mostly walking. Period. Next line, nutrition is low, carb, healthy diet. Period. Next line, obstructive colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line, they can suffer without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Your next line, lungs are clear. Bilateral without any wheezing. Your next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowel sounds active. Your next line, there is a mild chest wall tenderness on the side, especially on the side ribs, without any deformity. Your next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Your next line, HEENT examination is unremarkable. Your next line, neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line, musculoskeletal examination reveals the tenderness of the thoracic spine and there is no significant deformity noted. Period. Next line, had a long discussion with the patient regarding treatment plan and all these questions are answered to his satisfaction, verbal and full understanding. Period. End of dictation.